This morning we begin a study of the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. We read from chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. In our study of Scripture, it's important to realize the historical context and the purpose of the book that you're studying. Zechariah is one of the 12 minor prophets. He's not minor because he's not as important as Isaiah or Jeremiah, but rather the 12 minor prophets were the shorter books, and they were contained often in one scroll. Zechariah was sent to encourage the Jews who were returning from the Babylonian captivity to rebuild God's temple that had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. The temple was central to God's covenant with his people. It's where the sacrifices were offered, the hymns of praise, the worship of the Lord of armies. For 400 years, the temple was a tent church, a tabernacle. Then King David wanted to build a structure in keeping with God's glory. He was not permitted to do so, but his son Solomon did. And Solomon's temple on the Temple Mount was one of the important structures of that world. But after Solomon died, the nation of Israel split into two parts. Jeroboam led a rebellion, and the 10 northern tribes, the nation of Israel, split. And Jeroboam set up two golden calves so that the people of his kingdom would not return to Jerusalem and the temple. God preserved Rehoboam and the southern kingdom because he had promised that out of the tribe of Judah would come the Messiah king. The northern kingdom continued in the wicked ways of Rehoboam, idolatry and immorality. And finally, the Assyrians under Sennacherib destroyed the northern kingdom and took him into captivity in 722 BC before Christ. The southern kingdom was almost as bad. They had a few good kings, but God promised to preserve them. But under Nebuchadnezzar, Jerusalem and the temple was destroyed, and the people were taken into the Babylonian captivity. But as God promised, 70 years later, King Cyrus of Persia issued a decree that the Jews should go back, and even provided the gold and the silver and the vessels from the temple. But under Ezra, only 43,000 people returned. Under Zerubbabel the king and Joshua the high priest. What a sight they must have seen as they came to the desolation of Jerusalem and the opposition of the surrounding tribes and nations that had taken over. But in spite of God's command, the people got busy rebuilding their own houses and trying to protect themselves from their neighbors. So for 20 years, no work was done on the temple. So God sent the prophet Zechariah. And in chapter 1, he encouraged the people, "Return to me, declares the Lord of armies, and I will return to you, says the Lord of armies. Do not be like your forefathers, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord of armies says. Return, return from your evil ways. But our forefathers did not listen, nor did they pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your forefathers, where are they now? those prophets, did they go on living indefinitely? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded to my servants, the prophets, caught up with our forefathers, didn't they? Just think, the heritage of that nation, the chosen people of God, their forefathers walked in the wicked ways of their heathen neighbors. But what a blessing that you can look back 60 years, beginning of ILC, to your forefathers, your parents, grandparents, maybe even great-grandparents. They walked in the way of the Lord. And the background of ILC is that in spite of opposition and meager resources, these forefathers built ILC. And you have the blessing of godly forefathers. The remarkable thing about Zechariah is that the people of his day listened to the word of the Lord that he brought them. They said, because of our deeds, the Lord of armies has done this to us just as he planned to do us. And they began rebuilding God's temple. It took them 5 years, about 516, 500 years before Jesus, they rebuilt that temple. Now, Zechariah goes on in the rest of his book, which we'll be going in the next devotions, to assure God's people that if they would follow the way of the Lord, in spite of the odds of the nations that were against them, God, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts, would protect them and bless them. And so we're going to see how Zechariah's words apply to the people of his day in the rebuilding of the temple, and how his words assure us today, in spite of the increasing opposition of the world, in spite of our weaknesses, the promises of Zechariah of a coming Redeemer, Messiah, King would be fulfilled. And so even though we don't have a temple and 1,500 years from now these buildings may be gone, God promises that his church, his word, his people will endure forever. So the hymn we're going to sing assures us that that same God who took care of his Old Testament people will also take care of his people. He'll take care of you today. So we're going to sing now hymn 764, the first two stanzas, 764.